Chapter 2. A curse on the designers of evil, working on their beds. In the morning light they do it, because it is in their power. They have a desire for fields and take them by force, and for houses and take them away. They are cruel to a man and his family, even to a man and his heritage. For this cause the Lord has said, "See, against this family I am purposing an evil from which you will not be able to take your necks away, and you will be weighted down by it, for it is an evil time. In that day this saying will be said about you, and this song of grief will be made, 'The heritage of my people is measured out, and there is no one to give it back. Those who have made us prisoners have taken our fields from us, and complete destruction has come to us.' For this cause you will have no one to make the decision by the measuring line in the meeting of the Lord. Let not words like these be dropped. They say, 'Shame and the curse will not come to the family of Jacob.' Is the Lord quickly made angry? Are these his doings? Do not his words do good to his people Israel? As for you, you have become haters of those who were at peace with you. You take the clothing of those who go by without fear, and make them prisoners of war. The women of my people you have been driving away from their dearly loved children, from their young ones you are taking my glory forever. Up, and go, for this is not your rest, because it has been made unclean. The destruction ordered will come on you. If a man came with a false spirit of deceit, saying, 'I will be a prophet to you of wine and strong drink,' he would be the sort of prophet for this people. I will certainly make all of you, O Jacob, come together. I will get together the rest of Israel. I will put them together like the sheep in their circle, like a flock in their green field. They will be full of the noise of men. The opener of their way will go up before them, forcing their way out. They will go on to the doorway and out through it. Their king will go on before them, and the Lord at their head.